Anne Munner, group leader for Team Echo. We worked with a company called CamData, and our brief required us to use NFC and RFID technology to enhance the experience of guests at May Ball, but more on the technical side later. We were asked to design an app that would aid roving security guards, as well as enhance social networking by providing Facebook-like activities, locations, and photo uploads. Here is what we came up with. So, one of the main issues at May Ball is security, and in particular, how to identify gatecrashers. One problem faced by May Ball security teams is that guests' wristbands are made of fabric and also distributed before the event itself, making them really easily replicable. So we decided to use RFID tags to create a much more stringent method of identifying guests. In order to do this, we wrote an application which, using NFC technology of Android phones, scans a tag wristband and returns a guest and returns the name of its owner. Security guards can therefore use our application to scan a guest or worker's wristband, ask them to state their name, and use a driver's license to prove their identity. This stops gatecrashers from posing as genuine guests by finding someone's wristband, and also stops workers from posing as guests. We then began to investigate the social networking possibilities of this tagging system. We used Facebook usernames and passwords to log in to avoid having to link to Facebook later. Once a guest logs in, they scan their wristband to link their activity on the application with their Facebook account. Guests can also add other guests as friends by sending and accepting friend requests. Before interfacing to Facebook, however, we had one more trick up our sleeves. We were given a mysterious box by CamData and told that if we were able to uncover the secret of how it worked, we would be able to obtain the information stored in the RFID tags, much like we did with the Android phones. After a heroic struggle, because the box put up such a good fight, we managed this and decided to use it to allow check-ins at locations with guests scanning their wristbands at boxes placed at stages, food and drink stands, and games or rides. Each time a guest checks in, a record of the associated time and place is stored in a database. These records can later be used to determine the most popular attraction for the ball. Requiring workers to check in a particular box throughout the evening also automates the process of signing in with the ball organisers, which ensures that workers have been carrying out their responsibilities as stated in their contracts. But we wanted to do more, and then the fun began. Using the record of check-ins stored in our database, our app allows guests to search for a particular friend, and then view the locations at which they've most recently checked in. The check-ins are presented in the form of a Twitter-like feed. Each check-in entry, when selected, shows a map of the court in which the check-in occurred. This feature can also help a guest track down any friends they may have lost at the May Ball in case they're not contactable by telephone. We then decided to extend this feature to provide an achievements feature. For example, checking in at a battle castle more than 3 times would award the Laughs at Gravity achievement. For the more responsible guests, this feature can also act as a useful way of keeping an eye on how much you've been drinking, as a goldfish achievement totals the number of times you've checked in at bars or drink stands at the ball. The app also provides the possibility of uploading these achievements to Facebook in the form of statuses. When it came to the photograph uploading feature of the app, we wanted to do something a little bit different. Obviously, Facebook provides a very successful and very useful tagging feature, but we thought we could do one better than Mark Zuckerberg. When uploading photographs to Facebook via our app, friends can be tagged in the photograph simply by scanning their wristbands. This is particularly useful as, in my experience, guests at May Ball are somehow less than coordinated and find typing a bit of a challenge for some reason. We also thought we'd help our guests out with some information about what's on at the ball and where they can find each event. The app provides an interactive map of the overall venue, as well as more detailed maps of the individual courts when they are selected. This feature is supplemented by a schedule feed. This is a live feed which is updated to display the upcoming events in order of imminence. Upon selection of a particular schedule item, the app displays a map of the court in which it's going to take place. You can easily set notifications as well to remind you of the performances you wish to attend. Lastly, and because we were so proud of our tagging system, we decided it would be nice to place location tags at various points throughout the ball. The identifier stored by each of these tags appears in the central database, along with the map and event schedule for the relevant court. When one of these tags is scanned, the app displays this information. So there you have it, an app that uses NFC and RFID to provide useful information and amusement, just in case you get bored of Mabel's unlimited food, drink, and entertainment.